Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Let me start first, Alan, with a happy new year and the same to all of our listeners.
Everybody, just have a great and healthy new year. It is so important that you take care of yourselves.
All right. Well, with that ball dropping tonight, I'm going to give you a name and I want you to make a prediction.
All right. Go ahead.
Here we go. President Barack Obama.
Well, President Obama, I predict, will have a huge ratings increase in terms of his popularity because so many things that he has done has now come to fruition. And because he is a guy who really does understand that now in this last 2 years, he has to be forceful and he's going to do that. And his numbers are going to go way up.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is in a box. He's been in boxes before, and sometimes he gets impatient. We know that his closest allies are the Clintons, and he would have to, in order to get out of the box, announce that he's going to run against Hillary Clinton. I predict he'll think about it. Remember what happened with Carl McCall years ago when he tried that, and he will defer and will not run for president, and he will not run for a third term.
Well, you brought her name up, Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton is going to announce that she's going to run, and she's going to be the top candidate in the United States. I suspect she'll win.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
De Blasio is a bit of a puzzle. He's hard to predict around because he's been deferring to Governor Cuomo when he should have been battling him. But I think he's going to put the gloves on this year, and I think you're going to see some terrific battles between de Blasio and Cuomo.
U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara.
Preet Bharara will continue on his winning ways, and he will be exposing corruption in a way that nobody ever imagined. Things are beginning to break loose in terms of his work and the work that he picked up from the Moreland Act Commission, and I think you have to look very carefully at what happens to some of the major donors who have been giving out millions of dollars through law firms every year.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver.
Uh-oh. You know, now Preet Bharara has got his teeth sharpened, and there's been a spate of stories on Silver and some of the money that he's been getting. It turns out that the people he's been getting the money from are also giving money to many of the other major people in the political establishment. In fact, more money. So I think Bharara and his crew have their work cut out for them, and I think Silver has a lot of explaining to do as to why he didn't list the source of income from this other law firm that has been paying him all along.
New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman.
I think Schneiderman is okay. He's in good shape. Usually the Attorney General in the last several elections has run for governor. I think when Cuomo's done, Schneiderman certainly has an eye on it, but I know your next person you're going to ask me about is Tom DiNapoli, the comptroller. I think he's getting very popular, and I think you got to keep your eye on Tom DiNapoli. He's a very good man, and I think he may end up being the next Democratic governor of New York State.
Massachusetts, soon-to-be former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick.
Deval Patrick will run for vice president. He won't want to do it. Hillary Clinton will ask him, knowing that it is incredibly important in terms of turnout. Deval Patrick is, in my mind, the best politician I have ever seen.
Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders.
He's going to run in a Democratic primary just to keep Hillary honest. He has nothing to lose, and he'll run, and he'll be great, as he always is, and then, you know, he'll go back to being a senator.